Rabbi quoted the Mishnah in Nida that says that a boy who is Tesh Shana V'Mechad is Biyasabiyah, and a girl who is Bashalosh Shana V'Mechad is Biyasabiyah. The Mai Nafkeminah, so one of the Mishnah's whole series of Nafkeminahs. So one Nafkeminah is in Bola Echad Mekol Apsulim Psalim and Akuhunim. On the fourth line from the top of Yudam and Beis. This is the definition of a Zaina. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We started yesterday, we didn't finish it. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim. What's the definition of Zaina? So one opinion is Zaina Kipshuta. If every week she's with somebody else, that's called a prostitute. So the Kohen is not allowed to marry her. The Rambam does not pass on like that opinion. And Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that the Zaina Kipshuta is Muteris LeKuhuna. So Eze Zaina Hamura Batara, either a Giyaris, or a woman who is nivula l'posel l'psola, and who is nivula l'posel, nivula to a nachriya, to a mamzer, to a cholol, to a nosin, a cholol, she's permitted to marry a cholol. She's permitted to marry, even if she's a kohen, she's permitted to marry a cholol. Kohen is not permitted to marry a cholol, but a kohen is permitted to marry a cholol. So what did she do that's wrong over here? So the Rambam says, she didn't do anything wrong. Cholol marato. The upshot of the din is that it doesn't, becoming a zayna doesn't depend on bila shalisa. If the woman is married to a cholol as beheta goma, she becomes nivula l'pasulah, she's called a zayna. And if the woman is living be'isa kari, she never goes to mikveh, she's a violation of the laws of nida, so that's an isa kari, she's not nivula l'pasulah. So it all depends whether the man is a pasul. Chaloshem psulah on the man. So that's the din of nivula l'pasulah. So the when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the beginning of Eben Ezra, they quote which are the women who are prohibited from marrying a kohen. So it says the Rambam Shita, Zayna is only a Gioris of Nivula L'Pasul Psola. So the Beis Shmuel in his commentary on the side of the page quotes that several Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold you should prohibit even the Zayna Kipshuta. And the Beis Shmuel recommends that one should be choshish for that opinion. That even a Zayna Kipshuta is also a Sura Lukuna. But strictly speaking, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says not so. That's not the accepted opinion. That's a chumra from the Beis Shmuel to be choshish for other Rishonim, other than the Rambam. So we mentioned on Yudam and Beis, the Gemara has a long arichas. Seems to start off as machlokes between Reb Yochanan ben Bagbag and Reb Yudah ben Beseira, whether arusa ochelus betruma or not. So the first version of the Gemara sounds like it's a machlokes on the level of deraisa. We know that there's a pasuk. Rashi quotes the drasha of the sifrei on the pasuk kol tor bebeischa yochaloso beisu ishto, that's by nesua. So we know Nesua is permitted to marry, is permitted to eat the truma. What about Arusa? So that was the first version. That was a machlokes between Rabbi Yechonim ben Bragbag and Rabbi Yudah ben Mser. Then the second version, the Gemara has, well, no. Li'oilam, everybody agrees. Where we have that again. Ravina Omar, about 13 lines from the bottom. The line ends with the word Ravina. The next line begins with the word Omer. Ravina Omer. But the Raisa Mishib Shitle Dochlo. On the level of the Raisa, there never was a machlokes between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yudah ben Mesir. The argument was on the level of the Rabbana. The Rabbi Yudah ben Mesir tained that Ben Bagbag thought that there should be a din that Arusa should not be permitted to eat the truma mid the rabbanon because of chashash simpon. Simpon mean, the word simpon means something that's mevatel something else. For example, if I have a shtar halva that says that you owe me money, and you produce a shtar that says that you paid already, so that's a shaver. The shaver is meshaber; it breaks the koyach of the shtar halva. So you prove that you paid the money already, so you don't have to pay a second time. So simpon is something also that. That's Mevatel Kenya. Let's say I buy an automobile and it turns out that the brakes don't work. Or something else is faulty. The radio doesn't work. Everybody knows you buy an automobile that has to have a radio. If the radio doesn't work, or the TV doesn't work, whatever doesn't work. So if there's a major mum, that's a mekach toy. So let's say I marry a girl. Turns out that she has a major mum that I wasn't aware of. So that's mevatel lekiddushin. So that's that. The word for that is simpon. Probably a goyish word, a Latin word, a Greek word, or something. So that's called simpon. So the second version, Ravina Omer, second version, the last 13 lines on Yud and Beis are that that's the machloikas between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yudah Ben Seir. That Ben Bagbag thought that midirabbanan there should be a din that Arusa shouldn't be permitted to eat truma mishum simpon, and Rabbi Yudah Ben Seir argues the point, and he says, isn't it a kavuchimer from an eved? When you buy an eved, also it may turn out that there's a mum, and it's a mekach toys, and the eved knayin shel koyin izach al b'truma. You're not concerned about the possibility that it may turn out to be a kinyan b'toys, and he's not really an eved who belongs to a koyin. So the machlekes was on the level of the rabbanim. Fine. So, Rabbi Yudah Ben Seir also agreed that mid rabbanon, the arusa is not permitted to eat truma, but he thought for a different reason. He thought mishum shematashka leachero uliachioseho mishum de ula. That's on the top line of Yud Aleph and Aleph, because of Ula's reason. Ula said shematashka leachero uliachioseho, and Ben Bagbag thought it's not only shematashka; it should be because of simpon also. The Gemara says my nafkemina, my benayu. Here the Gemara says around 8-9 lines from the top. My benayu. What's the difference? Bottom line, they both said the same thing. So what are they fighting about? Binatur de arusa achelas b'truma. With the rabbani, she's not allowed to. The Gemara says, no, you cannot keep a masa b'halach. Whenever the reason, the two different reasons, so they argue, what's the reason for the gzera de rabbani? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera de rabbani doesn't apply. So in the case of kibbul, if he's mekabel on himself, the marriage, even if it turns out that she's a balas mum, so then the chashash of simpon doesn't apply, but the chashash of shematashke still does apply. Fine. Whatever the reason doesn't apply, the gzera doesn't apply. So the Rashba later was bothered with Akasha. The Tesis commented on a Gemara on Daf Memhei on the base. Tesis imamascha nimtza zara lamafreya. Tesis shows from the Gemara that even in a situation where the reason for the gzera the rabbanon, this gzera the rabbanon, that arusa ina chelas betruma, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the gzera does apply. Most of the gzeras chachamim are like that. It's a loy plug rabbanon. Even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the gzera does apply. Ruba de ruba of the gzeras are like that. So the Tosis points out there, you see, from that gemara, even though the reason doesn't apply, it's a loy plug the gzera applies. So the Rashba says, how do you deal with this gemara on daf yud aleph amid aleph? But the gemara says, not so. Kibbal masa b'halachik benayim. That whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the whole gzera doesn't apply. So it seems to be an outright contradiction between the two gemaras. So the Nesivus has a sefer on, in addition to the Nesivus on Chosh Mishpat and all the other swarm that he wrote, he has a sefer on Maseches Ksuvus that's called Beis Yaakov. His name was Yaakov. And in the Beis Yaakov, on this stuff in Ksuvus, on Nun Zayin, where the gemara talks about Simpon and Shematashke, he suggests maybe the two Gemaras represent the two Shitas in the Mishnah. There was a Machloikas HaTanoim, Mishnah Rishayna, and Mishnah Achrayna. Every so often, in the days of the Tanoim, there would be a Machloikas, and in one generation, the consensus would be in one direction. That was the Pesach HaMekubal. And then, after 50 years, the consensus would shift, and the Pesach would be differently. Whatever the Rav HaChachamim Paskin in that generation, that's the way the Pesach is. The Gemara points out in Zvachim Daf Samach Aleph on the base that in the Bais Rishon they did Nisach Hayayim one way, and the Bais Sheni they did it completely differently. They dashed the Pesukim differently. So that's what the Gemara calls sometimes Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, the days of the Tanoim. So the Mishnah Rishayna in Ksuba says if a girl is married to a Kohen, she has Kiddushin, Erisin, but she still didn't do Nisuin, he giyaz man, v'loy Nisu, and they made up that they're going to have Nisuin by Purim. And Purim comes, and they still didn't have the Nisuin. So the Mishnah says, Ochelus Mishalo, even though the Baal is only Chayv Mimzanisishtei after Nisuin, during Erisin, he's not Chayv Mimzanisishtei, but he gives man, then he is Chayv Mimzanis. And then it says, he gives man, Ochelus Bichuma. If she has Erisin with a coin, and Arusa normally is not allowed to eat Chuma, but he gives man, since Achelis Mishalo, he's mechayev to be mefarnesa, he's mechayev to support her, Achelis Betruma. Then the Mishnah adds on, Bezdin Shalach Re'em Amru, the lady Bezdin reversed the Pesach, and they said, no, Ein Arusa Achelis Betruma, Ashetikonis Lechupa. She's not allowed to eat the Truma. So what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Mishnah Mishon and the Mishnah Achreino? So the Gemara in different places gives different suggestions. So there are three different suggestions in three different Gemaras. So there is a Gemara in towards the end of Nidorim where the Mishnah has a Machloikis HaTanar regarding how far is Nidorim. If a girl is a Nara HaMorosa, she only has Erisim with her husband, so if she takes a neder, the only way to be made for the neder is if you have Aviya Baila Mithirim Nedereha Vishutvis. That's the name of the perek. Next to the last perek in the Dharma is perek Naira Hamarasa. So it says Naira Hamarasa, Aviya Baila Mithirim Nedereha. And the Gemara says you need a Shutvis together. So the Mishnah has a Machlaika Satanaim. What if she's an Arusa? But it's, and they made up, they're going to have Niswin by Purim. It's ready after Purim. And they still didn't have the nisun. And she takes a neder then. Can the husband be made for the neder all by himself? Or do you say, no, she's only a nara hamarosa, so you still need a v'abaylo, mefirim nedera. So that's a machlekes atanoi. So what's the machlekes? So the Gemara suggests that, then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara suggests maybe the machlekes is identical with the machlekes between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achreino, whether he gives man is ocheles betruma. What's the connection between the two? The Tanoi made exera the Rabbanon that an arusa ain't achelus betruma until you have nisuin. So the question is, what's the definition of nisuin? So on the first daf in Ksubis, when you learn Ksubis, so the Ran and the Rif quotes the Ramam's opinion is either bia or yichar aroyle bia. And others say standing under the canopy. And others say when they go home. And others say the badek and all the different opinions. So we're choshish for all the four different opinions. So the Gemara there in the Dorim, towards the end of the Dorim, Gemara suggests maybe this is the Machlekes HaTanoim. What's the definition of Nisuin? Maybe Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. So the Mishnah Mishayna says, Higiyaz Marvulay Nisu, Ochelas Mishalo, why is the Baal Chai B'Mizan Hasich? Not a penalty, Mele Rabbana. If it's Higiyaz Man, that is the Nisuin. Ochelas Mishalo, a Baal Chai B'Mizan Hasich, Ochelas Betruma, because she's considered a Nisua. And Bezin Shalach Re'em Amru, the later Bezin said, no, Ochelus Mishalo is correct. But she's not a Nisua, she's really only an Arusa, but it's a penalty. How long does he hold her dangling like this? She's an Arusa, and he promised that he's going to have the chuppah, he's going to go get a job and rent an apartment and buy her clothing and everything, and he's going to have the Nisua, and before Purim, then it's already after Purim, he still didn't do it. So we penalize him, we say, Ochelus Mishalo. Mikaredin, he's not Chaybim, he's an Ishtoi. Because it's only Arusa. And therefore, in Achelus, Betruma, Shetikanis Lechupa, Hagos Hazman, does not constitute Nisun. So the Gemara suggested there in the end of Nidorim that that's the Machlekes HaTanaim by Hafaris Nidorim, whether Hagos Hazman is Nisun or not. And that's the same Machlekes between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achreino. You know that Midirabbanon, she's in Achelus Betruma until you have Nisun. So that's Machlekes, whether Hagos Hazman is Nisun. Why should anybody say Hagos Hazman is Nisuin? Don't you have to do something in order to have Nisuin? Everything you do, Kesef, Shtarabia, we do Kesef. Then don't you have to do something for Nisuin? So that's what we explained a little bit. Rabbi Alpert Zuchan Lebrach gave a mashal, just like in ownership of property, there's a concept of Shaloi Bishusai. And if somebody stole my automobile, it should leave Eina Bishusai because I don't have access to it. I don't know where it is. So in marriage also, it's not really Shalom, he doesn't own his wife, but in a certain sense he's Ishtoi, but she's not Bebeso. Beso is Ishtoi, the Gemara. Rashi says on Yudam and Amid Beis, and it's based on the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Beis is Ishtoi, is only by Nesua. So usually when something is Shali, it's automatically Bishusi. That's why we quoted this Ritva in Bav Metzia. I still didn't look it up. It's on Lamed, someone told me it's on Lamed Dalet. Okay, we've got to take a look. Still didn't find it. Okay, we got to take a look. Maybe he'll call tonight. The guy told me two nights ago that it's on Daf Chavavim base. Then he called me last night, middle of supper. No, it's on Lamed Dalet. Maybe tonight he'll call me, change it. We got to take a look. So anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi. Pashta says even Aved is also Bishusi. Unless you have a Mafkia. So if something is Gosol, Lanes Asha Abalim, the Gazan has a Kinyan Gzela, so that makes it an Ene Bishusi. The Gemara says Beferish, in the sugya of Tokva Kain, in the first parak in Bob Metzir, and Ab Zayin, Mora says, if it's a masusa mikarki, if it's karka, and karka ain't an exelus, there's no kinyin zela by karka, so the karka, even gezula, is considered shaloi or bishusai. So the pashtus in the Gemara, the only time that something is considered any bishusai is if it's stolen and you have a kinyin zela on it, but if it's lost, there is no kinyin zela. No one else has a kinyin zela. Even though you don't know where it is, still it's considered shaloi bishusai. I'll be pashtus like that. There are those who disagree, but that's what the Ritva says. So anything that Shali is automatically b'shus unless there's a matki. So when a boy gets married, he doesn't want to be b'chayiv and mezanis ishtiyad. He just wants to make erisin now. He's going to have nisuin later. He's not ready for that. So he says, we're going to have nisuin by Purim. Make some date, a couple of months, a year, whatever. Then if it's igir zman v'lay nisu, so there was an opinion in the Gemara that that's called nisuin, because anything that Shali should automatically be b'shus unless there's a matkiya. So the mafkiyah is that when they had the erisin, he said, we're going to make nisuin at a later date. So they both made up, they don't want to have nisuin. But they made up the later dates is going to be sometime before Purim. Then it comes Purim, Purim comes, Purim goes, and he still didn't do the nisuin. So there's nothing there to be mafkiyah. They made up in advance by Purim. And Purim comes, so it made it automatically. She becomes an esh yesish, but they sabal. So this was one explanation that the Gemara gave. What's the Nekudas and Machlekes between the Mishnah Mishayna and Mishnah Achrayna? So the Gemara in the end of the Dharm had this suggestion. Maybe the Nekudas and Machlekes is whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin or not. On the level of the Raisa, whether the Baal can be made from the Dharm, whether the Baal is Chaybim is an Isishta. A Baal Chaybim is an Isishta is a big Machlekes HaTanoim and a Machlekes HaRishonim HaDapaskan. Is that a Dinder Raisa, a Dinder Rabban? So Sherek Susa V'Yonoso Lo Yigra. So what does it mean, shera? So the Rambam understands shera means mezainis, and ksusa means clothing, and ainosa means tashmish. So the balas chayv and the Rambam is following the shita satanaim like that. The shera means abal chayv b'mezainis ishta is a dinderais. Most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They say abal chayv b'mezainis ishta is only midir abonim. How do you imagine such a marriage? The husband is not mechuyev to give food to his wife. What's it? He'll go. Every morning he'll go to the daven a different shul where there's a bris. He'll have breakfast there. Then he'll go lunch, he'll schnarre a meal somewhere else. Where's the wife going to get her food from? Husband is not chai b'mezenis ishtay.
She has to work.
She has to work. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how do you visualize a marriage? I don't know. So the Rambam says that sheri ksusa v'nasa means abal chai b'mezenis and ksusa means clothing. And the Ramban, representing most of the Rishonim, disagree. What do you do with the Pasuk? So he says, no, Sher Ksus V'Nos, everything goes on Tashmish. Everything goes on Tashmish, but the Mezonis Ishta is only Midrabban. Fine, okay, whatever it is. Whatever it is. So that's one suggestion that the Gemara has. Then the Gemara Ksubis has two other suggestions. When the Gemara presents this Machlekes, what's the reason for the Gzera de Rabbanon that Arus Ein Achelus Betruma is because Shem Atashka is because of Simpom, because it may turn out to be a mum? So the Gemara suggests like this. Maybe this goof is the Machlekes Mishnah Rishayna Mishnah Achrayna. According to the Mishnah Rishayna that he gives Marla Nisu Achelus Betruma, why is that? So the whole Chashash, why we don't permit her to eat Truma mid Rabbanon, is Shem Atashka Le'acheha Le'achyaseha. But once the Baal is chayv b'mezonis ishtoi, he doesn't want to give her five boxes of Wheaties every morning. She's going to give it to have 14 children in the family. Are all the children going to eat his Wheaties? So he's going to designate a separate location for her to eat her meals until they're going to get married, because he doesn't want her to give the leftover food to the brothers and the sisters. So the Gemara says, duchta miyachid lo. So if the reason why Arusa ein achelus b'truma is Shem Atashke, so Duchta Miyachid Lo, he's going to be Miyachid, a special location, so that Chashash falls off once you have your Gez Mavalai Nisim. But if the reason for the Gzeira is because of Simpon, so then the Chashash applies even after Hagos Hazman, until the Mamish living together, she shouldn't be allowed to eat Shum. Then the Gemara says, this is nice if you're like that Shita, that the Gzeira de Rabbanon is because of Simpon. So you say the Mishnah Rishana held for the other reason. Mishnah Achrayna holds from Simpon, and that's the reason that we accept. But the other opinion, Gemara, doesn't hold from any Simpon. There's no Chashash of Simpon. The other reason the Gemara only holds from Simpon. doesn't hold from Shema Tashke. So what's exactly the Machlokes HaTanoim over here in the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna? So the Gemara suggests, since Hagos Azman the Balas Chai is Bemis and his Ishtoi, a penalty, the Rabbanon, okay, not Minatar, that is the Nisuin. A penalty, because he should have hurried up, and he should have had the Nisuin. It's not fair to the girl. So the Baal is laying out a lot of money here. He's going to give a breakfast, lunch, and supper every day, 7 days a week, three times a day. He's going to give meals. So he wants to make sure that there's no mum over here. So he's probably going to ask his female friends. They didn't have, years ago in the United States, you didn't have every single family had a bath and a shower. People had an apartment, and then there was a public bathhouse. So in the days of the Tanaim, there was a public bathhouse. So they had separate for men and separate for women, separate hours, whatever it was. So the fellow who has erison with the girl, he gives man, he's probably going to ask his female relatives that they should check the girl out to make sure that she doesn't have any mumen, because he's going to be investing money now. It's a gear hazman, he's chai b'mezayin seham. So that's the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. They both hold that it's because of chashash simpon. Nobody holds from this reason of Shem Matashke. They're both concerned about the chashash simpon. But the machlokes is, how reliable is the bedika that's done by the chassan's female cousins? They're not gonna check the kala's body. They see from a distance, she doesn't seem to have any mumen. It could be that she does have a mumen, but they weren't so close to her. So the Mishnah Mishana holds, since he gives man the balas chaybens on his ishtar, so he's certainly going to have a bedika. Certainly going to have his female relatives be bedikar to make sure that there is no mumen. So therefore, the Mishnah Mishana holds that there's no chashash of simpah. Mishnah Achrona holds no, until his mom is living with her, so there's still a chashash of simpah. So these are the three pshatim. What is the Nukudas and Machlokes and the Mishnah, Mishnah, and Mishnah Achrona? These are the three Pshatim that appear in the Gemara. One is the Gemara at the end of the Nedarim, that the Nukudas and Machlokes, Mishnah, Mishnah, and Mishnah Achrona, is whether Hagos Azman constitutes Nisuin or not. And the other two, and the other Daf, all on the same Daf in Ksubis on Daf, where is it? Nun Zainam and Beis. So the Gemara gives the other two Pshatim. Mishnah, Mishnah holds that the Chashash is Shematashke. So once he's chaybim zanasel, he's going to be duchta miyachid lo. He's not going to send the food to her home. He's going to have her eat somewhere else. Otherwise, her brothers and sisters are going to eat everything up. So the Mishnah Mishnah holds that problem is solved. There's no chashash. Mishnah Achrona holds that it's a chashash of simpon. And the opinion in the Gemara that it's all because of simpon, so they hold no. The Mishnah Mishnah, Mishnah Achrona, everything is simpon. The question is, since he's a chaybim zanasel, so he's making an investment of money here, so he'll probably have his female relatives be Baedeker. So that's the Machlokes. Mishnah Mishnah holds that's enough to resolve the issue of Simpon. And Mishnah Achrona holds no, that they may not realize it may be that she still has a mum, and it'll turn out that it's a Kiddushei Tois. So those are the three Pshatim that appear in the Gemara. So the Nesivus suggests in his Sefer Beis Yankiv, he has a fourth Pshat, and he says that's the steer between the two Sugyas. The Gemara Yud Aleph and Man Aleph goes according to the Mishnah Mishoneh. The Gemara on Mem Dalar on the base, wherever it was there, Mem Hei, Mem Vav on the base, later in Kiddushin, not Mem Hei on the base, not Mem Vav on the base, Mem Hei on the base, yeah. That Gemara goes according to the Mishnah Achrona. So he says, they made Exera der Rabbanon der Arusa Ein Achelas B'Truma, for whatever reason, either Shemetashke or Misham Simpo. And the Mishnah Rishayna holds when it's a gear's man, the Tamak Zera doesn't apply. Either because Duchta Miyachid law, so there's not going to be a chashash of Shema Tashke, or because he's going to have his female relatives be Bodiker, so there won't be any chashash of Simpot. So the Mishnah Rishayna holds that this Zera de Rabbanon was not made as a loy pluk. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Zera doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrona decided to make it, the later Tanai made it into a loy pluk, even if you have a situation. But the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera does not apply. So that's what the Nesiva says in the Sefer Beis Yankiv. So we added on to this a major Hosafa. We explained, how do you determine whether in any given situation when they make Gzera the Rabbanon, whether the Gzera should be Aloy Plug or not? The Ruben, 99% of all Gzeras the Rabbanon are Aloy Plug Rabbanon. Because otherwise, Nansata V'Varecha La Shiur, you have to judge in each and every individual case whether the reason for the Gzera applies or not. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have the halacha is always going to be subjective. You want to objectify the halacha. That's the thesis that we had over here. Yud Aleph Manav Shkenish Makpedes Alatzma. So thesis interprets in the Gemara. That was the theme that the Gemara was working with. It shouldn't be Nasata Devarecha Lashiurim. The Gemara in different Mesichtas has that expression. You have to try to objectify the halacha. You don't judge each and every individual case subjectively. Does the chashash apply here or not? Yeah. So how come there are gzeiros in the Gemara? How come there are a couple of gzeiros in the Gemara? A small minority of gzeiros where we say that whenever the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira doesn't apply. So we saw a tshuva by the Mishkan Es Yaakov, offered by the Mishkan Es Yaakov. It's not in his big sefer, Mishkan Es Yaakov. It's in his smaller sefer, Koheles Yaakov. So he has a tshuva where he interprets pshat in the tshuva Sarosh that's quoted by the Tur. And it's in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis. The Rosh went to, the Rosh lived in Germany. He was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was put in prison by the government because they wanted to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. Maharam told the Jewish community, and the Rosh was a wealthy man. He was going to put up a lot of the money. And Maharam Rutenberg said it's against the din. They're not allowed to ransom him, not during his lifetime, not after he dies. They should let him right away in the prison, and they shouldn't even ransom his body away. So after the Maharam Rutenberg, and every day the Talmidim came to the prison to learn with Maharam Rutenberg, they were happy the guards made the fire on Shabbos. They let him give the shiurim. They just wanted to hold him up for money, to hold up the Jewish community for money. So after the Maharam died in prison, so the Rosh realized he's going to be next. They're going to put him in prison to hold up the Jewish community till they ransom him. So he ran away to Spain. So he had a rabbanish in Spain. So he writes in the Chuvas, he came to Spain, he sees a new meaning that he never saw before. The people wear tzitzis on a four-corn garment that's made from linen. And that's one of the machlekes in between Bishama and Bishilo. I permitted to make tzitzis, put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan. Bishama holds you're not allowed to, and Bishilo holds you are allowed to. So Gemara has two interpretations. One suggestion is that it's machlekes on the level of deraisa. When you put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan, so the trellis is going to have to be wool. Trellis has to be a specific color. The dye has to come, some bluish color dye has to come from the chalazon. And it has to be woolen strings. So if you have woolen strings, tie knot with knots onto a beged shel pishtan, the Gemara considers that shatnez deraisa. So the Gemara has one suggestion. This is the machlokes bisham and bisil. Is there taka such a din that esed dechalos esay? Are you permitted to violate the Isar of Shatnes in order to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus of tzitzis with the woolen string of tchelis? Then the Gemara says, nah, it's not a machlekes on the level of the rice. On the level of the rice, everybody knows that's the source of the institution of Esed Dechalai Sesed, that you're allowed to put climate tzitzis. But the machlekes b'sham Yisil is a gzera de Rabbanon story. B'sham I made a gzera de Rabbanon. You may think that you're paying a lot of money to buy trailers, and may turn out that the fellow who runs the Judaica store is a faker, he's a phony, and he sold you imitation trailers. Klo Ilon. Klo Ilon, the Orach is a dictionary that's quoted by Rashi and Taisus, available in the Beis Medrash. So the Orach translates Klo Ilon, he says indigo. That's how we know what the color of the trailers is. Because in the days of the Tanoim, the fakers used to sell indigo instead of trellis. So if it's a totally different color, so how can they fool the customers? Obviously, the trellis is the same color as the indigo. The indigo is blue. Okay. It can be either dark, dark blue or lighter blue, depending how much you water it down. How much water do you mix in with the indigo? So the same thing that trellis. The trellis comes from the chalazon. That's blue. So if you put in a lot of water, so it's going to be light blue. If you don't put in too much water, it's going to be dark, dark blue. Rashi and Chumash writes that the Trevis is the color of the sky at midnight. Rashi in the end of Parsha Shlach. It's supposed to be Zecha Namakas Becheris. And the word Trevis means Tichla, death. Death to the Becherim, that they died at the midnight. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tzitzis that the Trevis is the color of the sky in the afternoon. A nice day when it's a lightish blue. So it's basically the same color. The only question is, how much water did you put in? Did you mix in? If you dilute it with a lot of water, then it's going to be light blue. And if you didn't dilute it, then it's going to be dark, dark blue. So it's a gzera de rabbanon. That's how the Gemara says. Beishamai hold that it makes sense to make a gzera de rabbanon. You're only permitted to put in shatnas and the tzitzis if it's absolutely necessary. If you have a beggar shal pishton, you have to put in trelis, and trelis has to be a specific color, has to be a specific material, has to be wool. So then the woolen string with the beggar shal pishton, the linen garment makes shatnas. That's if it's really kosher with trelis. But if you fell in and you bought from a faker imitation trelis, you bought really kloilon, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of trelis. So you only have lavan. You're not yet to the mitzvah of trelis. So for that, you didn't have to have shatnas. You could have had all the strings, could have been pishtan. You didn't have to have any strings that would be that would be tzemer. So then there's no heter fesa dochel osese. So Bishamai say you're not allowed to put tzitzis in a beggar shal pishton. They meant to say not on the level of their eyes. Not on the level of their eyes, they agree with Beisivu. That Esed Dechala says, and this is the mocker for Kolat Arkulam. They hold that with the Rabbanon is Exer. So Exer Rabbanon, you're not allowed to. So we have the Tosfos in the beginning of Sukkah, and of Gimel and Aleph, Tosfos quotes from the Siddur Avamram Goen. We have that available in print. That he says, in all the disputes between Bishamai and Beisilul, we usually pass like Beisilul, except for six cases, but we pass like Bishamai. So one of the six cases is the tzitzis and the beggar shal pishton, and we assume that it's a machlokes on the level of the Rabbanan. That we pass like Bishamai, this exer the Rabbanan, that you're not permitted to put in tzitzis at all. You don't even put in lovan and the beggar shal pishton, because if you put in tzitzis, next thing you know, someone's going to put in trelas. And the trelis may be imitation trelis, because there were a lot of fakers in the days of the Tanoim. You may sell your kloilon, in which case you'll have an iser kilaim, and you won't have the heter eser dechol eser, because it was hefshel lekayim shnei. You didn't. There was no need to put in the chutim of tzemer into the beged shel pishta. there are yud ches dove. There are 13 gzeris that the Beishamai outvoted the Beisilo, the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Shabbos says. There were 18 there, so how does the Rav Siddur Rav Amram write that there are only six cases where we pass like Bishamai? So the answer is because the Gemara says the 18 Xeris, one day the Bishamai saw that the there was hardly anybody there from the Beisilo. So they rammed through the Yud Ches Xeris, the 18 Xeris. Then the next day, when the Beisilo came back, they discussed everything and they agreed with them. The Beisilo who were there the day that they took the vote, they disagreed with the Bishamai. But when the rest of the Beis Hillel came back, there must have been a bar mitzvah, a chasen, or whatever. When they all came back, so then they also had Bishamai's opinion, and they voted for that. So that doesn't count, that those 18 cases we passed like Bishamai against Beis Hillel. Because the Beis Hillel gave in to the Bishamai that. But on the six cases, that was a machlokes, and we passed like the Bishamai.
How could it not have a minute that goes on the real tailors, Bishamai?
The Torah tells you to put trelis in a beged shel tzemer, on a beged shel katan, but a beged shel pishton is an isa shatna, so you can only put love on, you can't put any trelis. We darshan that the smuchim, that the two psukim are one next to the other, chumish dvarim. So we say the connection between the two is asul b'shatas hamet pishton v'achnem v'dilim tasul l'chor that b'mokam mitzvah tzitzis is butter.
The
drasha, but Bishamai doesn't offer that smuchim. They don't darshan that smuchim. Yeah. So the rush came to, he moved to Spain, and he sees that the balabatim are wearing tzitzis and garments that are made from linen. So he says, Hayitochin, there's exerah de rabbanon. The din is like Bishamai, that you're not permitted mid rabbanon to put in tzitzis and a beggar shop. You're not allowed to put tzitzis at all. Even lovin, you're not allowed to put. So the Balabatim explained, no, Bizman HaZen, the days of the Rosh, nobody had any trelis. The whole concern is, if you allow people to put in tzitzis, they're going to put in trelis, and the trelis, they may fall in with a fraud who's going to give them imitation trelis. But Bizman HaZen, nobody has trelis, nobody has imitation trelis. So the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. So the Taz raises an objection. Shouldn't it be a dovish of imen yitzach min yirach al atiro? In the days of the Tanoim, they made Gzeirah d'Rabbanan, and the Gzeirah did make sense. The reason did make sense, because they were wearing trelis. Now we live in a generation that for centuries nobody has any trelis, so the reason for the Gzeirah doesn't apply, but that's the klal, dovish of imen yitzach min yirach al atiro. So the Taz says, that's why there are rush in the tshuva, went out of his way, to explain why that rule doesn't apply. Adav Shemimin means when the rabbis gathered together and they voted to make Gzera the Rabbanon. So the Gzera applies even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply. So the Taz says the Rosh came to Bavarnat, so that's why the Rosh explained what he explained, why you don't say Adav Shemimin over here. So no one knows, what did the Rosh explain? The Rosh didn't explain anything. What did he explain? So the Mishkan is Yankev, in his Tshuva, explains what it is. He says, the Rosh probably meant the following. It's not so clear in the Rosh. The Rosh meant the following. Whenever you happen to be making a Gzera de Rabbana b'Akiras Dovim and HaTorah, most of the Gzeras de Rabbana are not Akiras Dovim and HaTorah. They're not telling you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah. Here they're telling you, don't put tzitzis and a beged on a four-cornered garment made from Pishtan. So whenever they make Gzera de Rabbana, that's b'Akiras Dovim and HaTorah, then they have to incorporate the Tama Gzera into the Nusach HaGzera. Otherwise, what do you mean? It says in the Chumash you have to put on tzitzis and a beged shel pishtan. The rabbis say we don't permit you to put it. So just outright in contradiction to the pasuk and Chumash. If they want all the dinim the rabbanim become blend in to become a part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of their Isa al pi pashtus. That's the Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah. He says there are five sections to the Torah Shebal Peh. So the fourth and the fifth sections are the Gzeris and the Takonis that the Chachamim made. So the Rambam sounds like he assumes, Rambam sounds like he understood that all the Gzeres the Rabbana become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of their Isa. How can it blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh min HaTorah if it's in contradiction to what it says in the Chumash? Chumash says you have to put on tzitzis even on a beged shel pishtan. The rabbis say we don't permit you to. So in such a situation, they must have incorporated Tama Gzer into the Nusach Gzer. They must have said, we don't permit you, the Rabban, to put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan, because he may fall in with klo ilon, and then you may turn out that it's an iser shatnes, and it's not a b'mokah mitzvah. There is no eser to be doichel oloi sase. So whenever the gzer, that's what the Mishkan Asiyah explains. Called the tikkun rabbanon came der raisa tikkun. All the chachamim, all the dinim der rabbanon, that pattern after dinim der raisa. So ruba de ruba of the dinim der raisa, there's always a reason for a din der raisa, but the Chumash rarely gives you the reason. Once in a long while, the Chumash will say, you're not allowed to do this because of this and this reason. So the Gemara says, oh, in that pasuk, it says a prohibition, the Gemara says, since it wasn't expected of the women of Ammon and Moab that they should cause kol kvud bas melech penimah, even applies to non-Jewish women. Never expected of the women that they should step forward and give food to the Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, when the Torah prohibits Amon and Mayavi, only the men are included, the women are not included. Similarly, there's a machlekes hatanoim in the second parak in Sanhedrin. Second parak has all the dinim of Kohen Gadol and Melech. So regarding Melech, it says le'arba la'noshim, he's not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Different opinions of the Tanoim. That's how we pass. Not allowed to have more than 18 wives. So one Tana is of the opinion, why not? Because Liabala Noshma Layasa is Levavai. Shouldn't have too many wives, because they're going to cause him to sin. What if each one is a bigger tzaddikus than the other one? Each one is a Isha Tzadkanis. So one Tana is of the opinion that is permissible because the Torah says, Liabala Noshma Layasa is Levavai. The Torah gives the reason. So whenever the Torah gives the reason, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole din doesn't apply. We don't paskan like that because we read the pasuk. The Yosos Lulav is not the Nesinas Tam. That's not the reason why Layabal Anoshim. Layabal Anoshim semicolon. That's one Issa. Then the Yosos Lulav is another Issa. He's not allowed to even marry one wife if she's not too observant. He has a very good looking girl. He wants to marry her, but she's not from. So the Yosos Lulav means he's not even allowed to marry her if it's within the number of 18. That's one and only wife he has. He wants to marry one wife, and she's not so from, so he's not allowed to. The Yosos Lulav. But if it would have been the Nesinas Tam for the Issa, the Arba L'Anoshim, in order for the Yasos Levavai, it wouldn't be a semicolon in between. Then we would have said, since the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. Whenever the Torah writes a mitzvah, and it writes, there's always a reason. Whenever the Torah writes the mitzvah, and it writes the reason right away, so then, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. Whenever the Torah doesn't write the reason, well, we can figure out on our own what the reason is. Then it's a machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim, where they say, Dashin in time and Dikra, Aloy Dashin in time and Dikra. What does it mean? It's certainly a chelik of the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah to try to figure out what is the reason for the mitzvah. What moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to convey to us by giving us this mitzvah? So that's a chelik of Talmud Torah. Why does the Ganav have to pay kefal and the Gazan does not pay kefal? Why? How come Shabbat? Why is Chamisha Bokeh Shalom Tachas HaShabbat Arba Tzon Tachas HaSeh? So the Tanoim felt that in order to figure out the Tamei HaMitzvahs, that's a chelik of Talmud Torah. But it's not from the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes, it doesn't, the Tamei HaMitzvahs don't regulate the application of the mitzvah unless it's written right next to the mitzvah. Le'yabal HaNoshim Le'yasos Levavah, if that's the way you read it. Or you read that's the reason why it's osir. So therefore it doesn't apply to Noshim, because Ish Darka Lekadim, Ish Ein Darka Lekadim. So that's what the Mishkan Es Yankiv says. On the level of the Raisa, Ruba the Ruba of the over 600 of the 613 mitzvah, the Torah doesn't give the reason right next to the mitzvah. So there we paskan against Reb Shimon. We paskan Doi Darshin in time of the Krok. To figure out reasons for the mitzvahs is a chelik of Talmud Torah. The Rambam has in the Mor Nebuchim, in the third chelik, the Rambam has in the Sefer HaChinuch, always gives Tamei HaMitzvahs. In the Kabbalah Svarim, in the Chassidish Svarim, they always give Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Zohar gives a lot of Tamei HaMitzvahs. So that's a limud b'fnei atzma, a section of Liban HaTorah, to try to figure out what is the Tam of the mitzvah. But it's not from the Midrash HaTorah it reshes, man. It doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. The only time it does regulate is when the Torah says the mitzvah, and it says right away the reason for it. Like it says, Pasukas Teshu, Naman Yedah Derasechem, Ki Pasukas Hashavta, it's Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Pasukas Teshu, you have to sit in the sukkah in such a way that you should see the schach. The schach will remind you, Naman Yedah Derasechem. But if the schach is Laman Lemesra Mama, and Lasholta Be'enu, so you're not going to have Naman Yedah Derasechem, you won't see the schach to reminisce about it because it's way too high. So then you're not Yotze the mitzvah. Because it says, Pasukas Teshu, Naman Yedah Derasechem. It gives the Tam HaMitzvah next to the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. So the Tam HaMitzvah regulates the application of the mitzvah. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv says, on the level of the Rabbanon, the same thing. Every Gzera of the Rabbanon must have a reason. They have no right to change the laws of the Torah. It says, like, Baltos is Baltigva, they can't change the laws of the Torah. They were authorized by the Torah, Shmartim Es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris La Mishmarti. Sometimes you have to make a Gzera of the Rabbanon. That was one of the Shlosh Dvarim that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, one of the three policies that they had was, Asei Siog LaTorah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Asei Heimam, Shlosh Dvarim, Asei Siog LaTorah, Ushmartam Es Mishmarti. So Ruba, the Ruba of the Gzeres the Rabbanon, there was a Tam for the Gzer, but they didn't incorporate the Tam HaGzer into the Nusach HaGzer. And whenever the nature of the Gzer was Bakira's Dov Ben HaTorah, like the Rosh's Tshuva, the Chachamim, the Beishamai said, we don't permit you to put tzitzits in the Begel Shal Pishtim. And HaTorah, you mukhif to put tzitzits. We don't permit you to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah. So you can't just make a Nisa, you're not allowed to put in tzitzits in the Begel Shal Pishtim. It's outright in contradiction to the Pasuk in Chumash. You have to add on, you're not allowed to put tzitzits in because we're afraid you may fall in with a faker who's going to sell your cloth, Elon, and then you'll be in violation of Shat and Shalom and Makam Mitzvah. There won't be any Eser Dechal or Sesi over there. So that's the Shat and Beishamah's Gzera Derabon. So that's what the Rosh meant to say. Since this Gzera Derabon is Bakira's Dabon HaTorah, it must have been that the Tamak Gzera was incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera. So therefore, if you live in a generation where the whole Tamak Gzera doesn't apply, the whole Gzera doesn't apply. That's what we saw also. There's a Mishnah Megillah that says, a kohen has mumim, the pan of Yad HaBaraglav is not permitted to duch. A balmum is not permitted to be makar karbanis at all in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't matter where the mum is. But the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that a kohen balmum is permitted to duchen. A kohen is a cholol, it's not a kohen. So he's there. Cholol means empty space, empty vacuum. The cholol is not allowed to duchen, that we know. A tummy is not allowed to be makro kabbalas, but he made duchen. The Kohanim are all tameim today, they made duchen. Shasta yayin, the Gemara says, just like he's not allowed to be makro kabbalas, Kanshi Shasta yayin is not allowed to duchen either. That's the question. Is that really a din daraisa? That the Kanshi Shasta yayin is not, if a balmum, the Gemara splits between a balmum and Shasta yayin. that the mitzvah of Nisias Kapayim Kol Sorachos Bnei Yisrael is right next to the parsha of Nazir. So just like the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so Kol Sorachos Bnei Yisrael, he's not allowed to drink wine when he's about to duchen. That's an asmachta. That's a real drashing mur. So that's a machloikis harishon. The Pashta says that it's only an asmachta. We only darshan smuchim in Mishneh Torah. That's in Chumash Bamidbar, Parshas Nosaim. We don't darshan smuchim. We darshan hekish. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, one next to the other, you darshan hekish. There's a connection. But smuchim is only a Chumash Dvar. So the Pashta says that it's not a din deraisa, that a shasta revius is not allowed to duchen. Pashta says the whole thing is only with the rabban. So this din for sure is only the rabban. A kohen bal mum is allowed to duchen unless he has mum in b'ponav yad beraglav. Manishtana mum in b'ponav over the raglav and the rest of the body. So the Gemara says because it's not proper to look at the hands of the kohanim when they're reciting the siyas kapayim, and if the kohen is not ruggled b'hiro and the people may be gawking at him to look at the mum that he has b'ponav yad beraglav, so then we tell him it's better that he shouldn't go up to duchen, because people are going to be looking at his, staring at his hands, at his face, whatever the mum is, and that's not proper. Unless everybody knows who he is. It's a local guy. He duchens, everybody sees him every day. So then they're not going to be staring at him. They know what he looks like. No surprise. But if he's a guest in town, then the Mishnah says, not allowed to do. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Kesa Mishnah writes in his commentary on the side of the Rambam, he raises the issue whether the din still applies b'zman hazeh. Because during his lifetime, during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo, he started the meaning that the kohanim cover over the hands.
The face was always uncovered.
So in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, in some parts of Europe, they developed a meaning that the kohen covers his face and his hands are exposed. That's what the Mishnah Brewer lived in Poland. And he writes, that's the meaning in Poland, that the hands are exposed, only the face is covered, so that to prevent the kohen from staring, from looking at his own hands.
Is the face always uncovered previously in the time of the Gemara?
Yeah, it has to be panim keneged panim, yeah.
But
Yankif Emden claims that you're not allowed to follow that meaning, that you cover your face, because you're in violation of the din of panim keneged panim. Because Baruch Hu B'nai Yisrael, Amodahem Kodem Hamadab El Chavero. So that's what we assume. Everybody assumes they're facing each other. Rabbi Yankif Emden says, no, they shouldn't have a talis mapsik. If you have a talis mapsik, it's not panim keneged panim. Okay. The Gemara is talking about Kohanim. Yeah, so it means some of the people are standing in front of Kohanim, and other people are standing back behind. But let's say there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel, the Kohanim, and nobody's standing upon him, can I get upon him? Rabbi Yankif Emden holds that that's not valid.
Yerushal Kula Kohanim, everyone goes up. And only the
Nashim,
the Vavadim, and
the Chutz
are the only ones getting the
brachas. Okay. So the Tanya against Rabbi Yankif, it's a stira in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you need Panim, can I get Panim? Then the Gemara says, Amshe Basod is the brachas chala on the Amshe Basod. How is that Panim, can I get Panim? So the Gemara says, the Amshe Basod is, they weren't, the brachas only chala knows who are Panim, can I get Panim, because they showed that by standing in front of the Kohen, they demonstrate that they're interested in the bracha. Whoever's in shul and doesn't bother to go upon him, can I get upon him, shows that he's not interested in the bracha. The Amshe Basodas are not there. So what do you want from them? The bracha is chal on them, even though it's not upon him, can I get upon him. That's how the Gemara explains. Anyway, so the Kesa Mishnah writes a sofik that now that they started this new meaning, that the Kohanim and Eretzel, apparently the Kohanim covered their hands. So the Tzibur can't see the hands anyway. That was the Mishnah Brura says that in Lithuania. They do that, but he lived in Poland, so they didn't cover their hands, they only covered their faces. So the Kesa Mishnah writes a suffering, now that the Kohanim cover their hands, you can't even see the hands if you try, unless you crawl under the talus. So maybe the whole din shouldn't apply. Maybe this Gzera de Rabbanon should not apply. And even one, a Kohen has mumid upon the Yad Barak, maybe he should still duchen anyway. By the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that the Gzera de Rabbanon doesn't apply. So it's a pella. What do you mean? What happened to the rule of Davish and Minyan Tzach Minyanach Latira? That's what we suggested. Maybe the reason why it doesn't apply is because this Takana de Rabbanon is Akira's Dovmin HaTorah. They abolished the mitzvah. They did away with the mitzvah of duchening. Said if the Kohen has mum and Paro Yorah, it shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of duchening. So whenever the nature of the Gzera de Rabbanon was by Akira's Dovmin HaTorah, then like the Mishkan HaSiyankiv explained in the Rosh, then they couldn't make it into a loy plug rabbanon. They had to incorporate the tam gzera to the nusach gzera. So whenever the gzera, whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply either. We mentioned the Mishnah Berurah has a kasha in the bir halacha, a two line bir halacha, and he goes right there. He doesn't pursue it further. We have a gzera the rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the Bir Aloch is bothered with the Kasha, but according to so many poskim, you have to have Shishim Ribo, and in Europe, hardly any of the cities had Shishim Ribo, only the very big cities. But the small villages never had Shishim Ribo, so you should be Mechuyif to blow Shofar, even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. I should say it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. If you live in a small village, but there is no Rishus Rabban Deraisa to speak of, so everybody should have to blow shofar. So we think that the people read the Mishnah Berurah. What kind of a funny kasha? It's a dovish and minyan. So Achmerachal out there, I made a gzera the Rabbanim, because at the time they made a gzera, there was a Rishus Rabban Deraisa. So even if you live in Europe now, and you live in a little village, but the gzera the Rabbanim is still there. So apparently the Mishnah Berurah holds that it is a kasha. He has the kasha two lines in the Ber Halacha, and he doesn't have an answer. He thinks that this is Akira's Dav Menotara. So the Xerah the Rabbanon of not blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos must have been instituted with the Tamak Xerah incorporated. You're not allowed to blow shofar Xerah Shem Yavirenu. And if you live now in a location where there's no, where the Xerah doesn't apply, the Tamak Xerah doesn't apply, because there's no Rishus Ram Daraisa, so it should be Xerah L'Xerah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. So we should, whoever lives in a little village, should blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They say from the Malbim. The Malbim had to deal with the Reform Jews. So he said when the Reform Jews used to carry on Shabbos, they didn't observe Hilcha Shabbos. They said when they go to the Olam HaEmes, they'll be punished for not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah also, because the whole reason for the Gzeirah Shem Yavirenu doesn't apply to them. They carry anyway on Shabbos. They carry the wallets on Shabbos, so they're going to be punished for not blowing shofar, because the Gzeirah the Rabbanon doesn't apply to them. Okay. Had a lot of sharp comments about the Reform rabbis. Yeah. So we suggested, getting back again, we suggested maybe what the Beis Yaakov said, the Sivis and the Sefer HaKesubis, Beis Yaakov, maybe what he said, that the Stiris HaGemara represents the Machlokes, the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna, that our Gemara goes with the Mishnah Rishayna, that the Gzeirah of Ararusa and Achelis Betrumah is not a like clue. And the Gemara later on Memhamah base goes with the Mishnah Achrayna that they made it into a law plug. This is the whole difference between the Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achrayna. So he said maybe the background of this theory is the following. Maybe the background is the following, that a Gzeirah the Rabbanon that's telling you to violate a mitzvah, Akira's Dov ben HaTorah, there you can't make it a loy plug. You have no right to make it a loy plug. So in the early, according to the Mishnah Mishayna, this Gzeirah the Rabbanon that Arusa in Achelas Betruma was not a loy plug. Maybe they felt at that time that it's a mitzvah, that Eishes Kain Achelas Betruma, even Arusa, maybe they held that that's a mitzvah. Then in the later generation, they made it into a loy plug, so maybe they held that Eishes Kain Achelas Betruma by Arusin is only a heter. It's not that it's a mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah by Nesua. Maybe those are the two different sukkim. Kol tov beveischa yochal oisai, Nesua eats truma. Maybe that's a mitzvah, because then you say yishtek gufo after Nesuin. So we treat her as if she's a kohenes. But the fact that during Erisin also she's allowed to eat, so maybe that was the machloikas, the Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. Arus al cheles betruma, is that a mitzvah or is that just a heter? When the kohen is allowed to feed truma to behemas kohen, the pashto says that that's just a heter, that's not a mitzvah. But the kohen eating truma is not just a heter, the kohen eating truma is a mitzvah. The Rambam says when he's about to eat truma, the Rambam writes on the last page in Hilchos Trumas, even in truma chutz l'aretz, the Rambam writes, even chalas chutz l'aretz, first you have to say a bracha amotzi, or a bar minim zonis, whatever the challah happens to be, and then you say the bracha shekadoshan b'mitzvah yisav sivu, shekadoshan b'kdoshas shoshalah haron, it's Ivano al achilas truma. Whenever Kohanim say a bracha on a mitzvah that's a kuhuna dika mitzvah, like duchening, or like a makar of karbonis, or eating karbonis, so they say shekadoshan b'kdoshas shoshalah haron, it's Ivano al achilas truma. So the shaila is, whether Eishes kain achilas b'truma, does she also say a bracha shekadoshan b'kdoshas shoshalah haron? Or no, maybe it's like behemoth kind. Behemoth kind is achelas b'truma. That's a heter, the Pashta says. That's not a mitzvah. So this is a this issue, whether eishes kind achelas b'truma, is that a heter or is that a mitzvah? This is an issue that's raised by the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the end of the first parak in Gittin. And Chidush Arim has a little bit about this. The one who has an essay, a brief essay, is Rav Menachem Zember, has in his sefer Zer Avram, in the correspondence that he had with his son. So that's what we added on to the Nesivos. The Nesivos had the fourth pshat. He said, this is the fourth pshat in the Machlokes Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achreinah, whether it makes sense to make it a loy plug or no. You have no right to make a loy plug. So the Mishnah Mishnah held, you have no right to make it a loy plug because it's Akira's Dov Ben HaTorah over here, that even Arusa Cheles B'Trum is a mitzvah. So you always have to incorporate the Tam HaGzerah into the Nusach HaGzerah whenever the nature of the Gzerah is Akira's Dov Ben HaTorah. Fine. The Gemara here talks about Simpon by Avodim. Abayin Eved, and it turns out that it's a Mekach Tois. So the Gemara says, how can it possibly turn out? What's the story? How can it possibly turn out to be a Mekach Tois? Let's say I buy an item in the store, and it's obviously faulty. There's something missing over there. Okay, so it's over the keeper. I bought it. I can't come back and say, I want my money back. The guy says, what do you mean? You saw that it was faulty, that there's something wrong with it. Yeah. So let's say I buy an item. Let's say I buy an Eved, and the Eved turns out to be a Ganef, Okuv Eustace. I say, I want my money back. I didn't think the Eved is a Ganef. So the Gemara said, what kind of a joke? Everybody knows all the Ganovim. All of the Avadim, Ruba the Ruba of the Ganovim. How does it say in the Mishnah? Marba Avadim, Marba Gezel? Marba Avadim, Marba Gezel. Everybody knows you have Avadim. So they're Gazlanim and they're Kuv Eustace. What is a Kuv Eustace? Rashi says, a kidnapper. What? All the Avadim are kidnappers. Very strange. So Tosis says, Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel that Kuv Eustace means a Mesachi B'Kuvi, a gambler. Okay, so basically the same as a Ganov. So I buy an Eved, and I want my money back because I find out the Eved is a Ganav. So the Gemara said, that's a joke. Everybody knows the Avadim. If Nimtza Ganav was used as Higio, tough on you, you don't get your money back, you should have realized that he's a Ganav was used. What if it turns out that he's a List Mizuin on Nichtav La Malchus? That's not every Eved is a List Mizuin on Nichtav La Malchus. So the Gemara says, Hano Kola Islu. What does that mean? So that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi learns Kola Islu. If he would have checked into it, he would have been able to find out without too much difficulty that he's wanted by the police. And the fact that he didn't check into it, you say Sova V'Kibel. Not only do you say Sova V'Kibel, if the mum is noticeable, you buy an Eved and he limps. So you see that he limps. So what do you mean? I want my money back. I didn't know he limps. Here he is. He limps. But even if the mum is not noticeable, but you could have easily looked into it. So then the Gemara says, I know, Kolislo, since it's public knowledge, and you could have found out easily, and you didn't bother to, so that's also Sova V'Kibel. Tosfos does not agree with Rashi. Tosfos says, I know, Kolislo, and the fact that he bought the Eved and he wasn't aware of it, that's going to be a Milsa de la Shechicha. So you don't make a Gzera de Rabbanon. You don't say, when you buy an Eved, he shouldn't be allowed, a Kohen buys an Eved, he shouldn't be allowed to give him Tshuva the first 2 months. Until you make sure that it's not that there's no simpon over here, because it may turn out to be a mum. What it may turn out to that is a michtav list of mezuin and michtav lamalchus. Yeah, it's a milsa l'shchicha. You're not going to make a gzera derabbanan because of a milsa l'shchicha. That's how Tosfos learns pshat. And Rashi has this chiddush. Rashi says whatever you could have easily found out by asking information and you didn't bother to find it, so then that's also called sova v'kibbutz. So Chiddush, Tosfos doesn't agree. Machlokes la'alocha, Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah, and this daf, Tosfos points out a few times that it's a different kind of a kal v'chomer. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira sent to Rabbi Yechonon ben Bagbag, this is a kal v'chomer to interpret what's included in the pasuk. Tosfos calls it a gilim milsa b'yamin. The top Tosfos asks, the two ways, the top Tosfos on Yud Mem Beis, the two ways to demolish a Kal V'chomer. One way to demolish a Kal V'chomer is by a Pircha. That's called the Ikre Adina. The Adin is a Kal V'chomer. Ein Onshin Min Adin. So the word Din often in the Gemara, Din often means a Kal V'chomer. So if you have a Kal V'chomer, it's based on the assumption that A is Kal and B is Chomer. How do you establish A is Kal, B is Chomer? Because if there's one Din where A is, there'll B is more Chomer than A. If you can find another Din where A is more Chomer than B, that's Mi'ikre Adina Pircha. The whole foundation, the whole basis of the Mi'ikre Adina, the whole foundation of the Kal V'chomer is Pircha, means crumbles. Piruchin means if you take something and crumple up into little particles. So Mi'ikre Adina Pircha demolishes the whole Kal V'chomer. A Yochiach isn't as strong at demolishing a Kal V'chomer as a Pircha is. The Pircha just says, who says that A is Chomer and B is Kal? Could be the reverse, that A is Kal and B is Chomer. But a Yochiach means a different thing. The Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. We don't have any reason to reject it. But the same style logic could be used in another case, and there, same style Kal V'chomer, and that we know will lead you to an incorrect conclusion. So that's called the Yochiach. The fact that you don't use this Kal V'chomer over there, because we know that'll lead you to a false conclusion. So maybe that shows that there's something wrong with the Kal V'chomer over here. So when you're demolishing a Kal V'chomer, if you demolish it with a Pircha, Mikre Adina Pircha, that's a stronger way to demolish the Kal V'chomer than if you're just demolishing it with a Yochiach. So the Gemara in the end of Chulin has. Sometimes a Kal V'chomer can only be demolished if it's a very strong Kal V'chomer, can only be rejected if you have a Ikre Adina Pircha, but if you have a Yochiach, not enough. So that's what Tosfos says here. This Kal V'chomer is not that you come up with a new din. The Kal V'chomer is to interpret that Arusa is included in the Pasuk, Kinyan Kaspa. Not only Kohen Kenefesh, Kinyan Kaspa goes on Behemoth Kohen, it goes on Eved Knaini, and the Shivcha Knainis of the Kohen, it even goes on Eshes Kohen as well. So if it's a Kal V'chomer, a Begin Lemilsa B'Yama, that this too should be included in Pshat and Pasuk, so then the Top Tosfos says you can only demolish that Kal V'chomer with an Ikre Adina Pircha, not with the Yochiach. And then the Tosfos later suggests, second Tosfos suggests, maybe you have no right to demolish the Kal V'chomer by throwing in a Dayo. Dayo Levom and Adin Liyizkan, that maybe also doesn't apply. Okay, this is important. The Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. The whole study is lost today. Nobody pays any attention. That's why there's a Sefer on Kiddushin called Asmas Yosef. It's by one of the Gedolim who lived in that 100-year period of time in Greece. And hardly anybody looks at the Sefer at all now, because most of the Sefer, he walks on Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem. When did you have a right to darshan like this and one like that? So we're out of that completely. The Pirmei Gedolim was very much into that. Pirmei Gedolim has two little svarim. He has Shoshanas HaMokim, he has Ginas Sferodim, and every so often in the Pirmei Gedolim, in the Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, he talks about Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem. So he used the Atzmas Yosef a lot. I don't understand, they reprinted it recently. Who's going to buy it? I don't think it sells in our generation.
We can't use it today.
We can't
do
it. No one's interested. After Rav Chaim came on the scene, everybody goes with Svaris and Lomdes and everything. So this whole art of the Balei HaTosfos, Tosfos always talks about Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem. But a lot of times in Kotshim and Zvachim and Menachas, Tosfos asks, how did the Tanaim come up with this idea? The Tosfos figures out there must be a drosh, a hin and a hair. And very often in the back of the Gemara, they say it's not correct. They say, look in the Torah's Kohan, and Tosfos guessed wrong. So it's not so easy to figure out what the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem are supposed to be. Anyway, that's what Tosfos has here. Maybe Dayo and maybe Yochiach wouldn't apply, because this is a different kind of a Kal V'chomer. Okay, then the Gemara moves on. Yud Aleph and Manalach. The Gemara quotes Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel say, Kiddush Yisha is a pruta. That's like Kol HaTorah Kula. There's a Mishnah in Hazav, Chamish Pruta, saying the five dinim that depend on a pruta. So Beis Hillel's opinion doesn't need so much explanation. Just have to establish how much is the value of a pruta. That's on the next daf. Sabra Abiyaz Lameima, on the first wide line on Yud Beis and Manalach, we'll have to discuss that later. But where did Beis Shammai come off to say a dinner? How much is a dinar? Rashi says, Kuf Tzadik Beis Pruta. 192 Prutas. Well, where'd they get that 192 Prutas? And call it Tarakula whenever there's a din. Me'ilah is Bishavit Pruta. Kenya Karkas, Beshavaputa, everything is Beputa. Shvua, Shvua Zeidechad, and Shavaputa, everything is a Shavaputa. Why all of a sudden? Mazik and Chayval, everything is Shavaputa. Why all of a sudden over here Dina? So the Gemara has four explanations. So the last explanation the Gemara gives on Yud Beis Hamad Aleph, the last narrow line going on to the first wide line on Yud Beis Hamad Aleph. Rav Amar, in the time of the Bisham, Shalayhu, Menaisis, Solke, Hefker. Rashi says it made a takana de rabbanon. Minatar beisil, minatar beishamay agree with beisil, but the rabbanon doesn't look nice. So they said, "Afkin rabbanon kedushim minay." Rashi says, "Afkin rabbanon kedushim minay." They said it's not nice to be mekadosh and isha, and even b'diavad if you did it, they said it's not chal. Right? Afkin rabbanon kedushim minay. That was one explanation. Then the Gemara gives the first explanation. My time of the beishamay Omer Abzera. That's on Yud Aleph and Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Right after the caption quotation from the Mishnah, so Rav Zera says it's psychological. It's a din d'oraisa based on psychology. For her self dignity, no normal girl would agree to become miskadeshes with a pruta. For self dignity, it's an umda beishamahod, it's an umda the muchach that no girl she agreed to marry him. They sent out wedding invitations. She marched down the aisle with a gown. There's das kiddushin. But there's no smichas da. She's not happy with the kiddushin that's only given b'kesem. She'll only be happy if just the pruta is not enough. The woman will assist on 192 prutas. You need more than that. And then in the middle, the Gemara gives another two explanations why it should be on the level of their isa. The last one is that it's only the rabbana. Rava says, Afkin rabbana kiddushin minay. The first one says, Rav Zera says it's a din d'oraisa based on psychology. But the next two opinions in the Gemara say that it's a din d'oraisa based on psukim, not based on psychology. But what are they based on psukim? So, Rish Lakish Amar, Tamai de Beishama, here's the easier of the two that we left out, that 8 lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The line begins with the words Reb Shimon den Lakish Omer. That's where Reish Lakish says Tamai de Beishamai is the following. We have a din. We have an institution of Giroi in Kesef. When an Amma Hevriya was sold, the father sells his daughter as an Amma Hevriya. So if later on the girl comes into money, she can be Megaras Mipinyon of the Yotzis. What does it mean? She's going to only be a Amah Hevriya for 6 years, maximum 6 years. She can't be more than 6 years. So he bought her, let's say, when she was 6 years old, and she's going to go free at 6 years later. She's going to go free when she becomes a Naira. So if he bought her when she's already 7 years old, she's not going to be there for 6 years. He bought her at the age of 5 or 6, then she could be there for 6 years. Fine. How much work can the girl do when she's only 5 years old? When the girl is already 11 years old, she's more responsible. She can answer the telephone. She can wash the dishes. 5 year old, what can she do? What's she going to do already? Work for the balabais. So she's not really worth so much money. But if he bought her for $600,000, so we declare lehokil on the girl to enable her to make it easier for the girl to do giron kesef, to buy her way out to freedom. So we make and we say he bought it for $600,000. We declare that every year of work that she does is worth $100,000, even though the first couple of years are worth much less and the last years are worth much more. When she's 9, 10, 11, 11 and a half years old, so she's able to do more responsible work than at the age of 5 or 6. What can she do at 5 or 6? The father sold her Zonama Ivriya to a family who has a baby, that she should play with the baby. What she going to do at 5 years old? She can't wash the dishes. She'll break the dishes. She can't go deliver packages. She's a little girl. How much can she do? So when Mekel on her, we say, he bought her for $600,000. Each year was worth $100,000, and we deduct. So if she was already an Amo Hebriya for the first 2 years, we deduct the full $200,000 from the value, and she only has to pay the Odon $400,000 to buy out her freedom. That's the mitzvah of Giroin Kesef. So we mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch raises a question. He doesn't understand why the Mishnah calls it mitzvah spediyah. the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Bechoris. The first parak in Bechoris talks about Pidyon Petach Hamor. Why? Because Pidyon Petach Hamor, there are hardly any dinim there, so the Gemara says the Mishnah wants to get rid of that din. Shine. Then the bulk of the Masechta is about the Bechor Behemoth Torah, not the Bechor Behemoth Tmeiyah. So towards the end of the first parak, so it says, Pidyon Petach Hamor, mitzvah Pidyon Kerdemus le mitzvah Sarifa. If you don't want to be paida, then you do arifa. But more correct is, you should do mitzvah spedir, tifta b'seh, or tifta b'shavyo. You can be paida b'shavyo, even not seh. Seh has to be a live seh. You can be paida b'shlokas, you can give canned vegetables, or canned food, whatever you want, if it's b'shavyo. If it's not b'shavyo, then you have to give b'seh. So then once the Mishnah says, mitzvah A is kodemus la mitzvah B, mitzvah Pidyon Petach Hamor is kodamus le mitzvahs arifa. So then the Mishnah says mitzvahs even kodamus le mitzvahs chalitza. That's the way it says in Chumash, that if the Yavam refuses to do the Yibum, we spit in front of him. The Yavam should spit because it's scandalous that he doesn't want to do the Yibum, and we take off his shoe to demonstrate the Rishonim say, he really deserves to be put in Nidui, and one as a Nidui has to take off his shoes. It's also Benilas Asandal. Because mitzvah Yibum, kodemus la mitzvahs chalitza, you should have observed the mitzvah of Yibum. We, Bizmanazet, don't follow that Mishnah, Ashkenazim follow Abba Shaul, that's in Yavamas Daf Lamites and Abbeis, who made Alpi Pashtus a din de Rabbanon. He changed the din there, right? So he said, Mede Rabbanon, you have to do Yibum Lishma, and we don't trust anybody that they're going to do the Yibum Lishma. So we say, mitzvahs chalitza, kodemus la mitzvahs Yibum. What preferable is to do chalitza? We not permit the Yibum Zmanazen. So then the Mishnah has more. So the Mishnah says that mitzvahs yiud kodemus le mitzvahs pediyah. The Odom should really do the mitzvah of yiud im lo yoda. Asher lo yoda is a kriya ksiv, and the kriya is asher lo yoda lamed vav. The ksiv is with an aleph, but the kriya is asher lo yoda. The Odom really had a mitzvah to do yiud, and then if he doesn't do yiud, then we have to. So mitzvahs. Yud is kodemus. That's how the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak of Chorus. Mitzvahs yud is kodemus le mitzvahs pediyah. So why is that called? That's what the Menachas Chinuch asks. Why is that called the mitzvahs pediyah? When the farmer has to do pinyan petach hamor, he has to give tif to b'seh. He gives a seh over to the coin. He says a bracha. He gives a seh. He gives shlokas. He gives a canned vegetables. The value of the petach hamor. But over here, the mitzvah spediya is a mitzvah on the odon. It's not a mitzvah on the girl. If the girl wants to remain a shiv an amahivriya, so let her remain. It's a mitzvah the odon should let her go free if she bought out her freedom. So what is the mitzvah on the part of the odon? She buys her freedom. She can do the pediya bal karcha. So the odon doesn't have to do anything. She just pays. She gives the amount of money, and she walks out of the house. He doesn't participate at all in this mitzvah. How do you say that he's in fulfillment of a mitzvah pediya? He's fulfilling the mitzvah of Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef is a din. Why do you consider it a mitzvah? That's strange. So that's what the Menachas Chinuch is. Why does a Mishnah call it mitzvahs Giron Kesef, mitzvahs pediya? So Rav Davula Soloveitchik pointed to this Gemara. I think it's in the Shiurim on Bechoris, probably at the end of the first parak on Bechoris, where the Mishnah has it. So he writes in his Sefer, the Gemara here compares Pidyon, Giron Kesef to Yud. Dumya the Yud on the top line of Yud Beis Amunav. Ma Yud, Avogab di boy lomiyad. If the Odin doesn't want to, he doesn't have to do Yud. It's a mitzvah that he should do Yud. But nonetheless, kol hechad ala matzim miyad lahaviz vina zvina. The father has no right to sell his daughter to Nochrim. The father can't sell his daughter to her own brother because the brother cannot marry her. So you can never sell an amayvian unless it can lead up. Less as a possibility of leading up to the yud, because yud is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so too, dumi the yud. Just like selling an omer v'yah is only a valid sale if it possibly can lead up to yud, so too, selling an omer v'yah is only valid, is only chal. The father sells an omer v'yah if it's possible to lead up to the mitzvah of giroin kesef. So Al-Bavala suggests maybe the whole reason why we call it a mitzvah is to explain this din, to imply this din, that the whole sale of the father selling his daughter as an Amar V'yah is only valid if he sold her for more than a pruta. But if all he sold her for was a pruta, usually should have been a pruta. When you sell something, it has to be a minimum of a pruta. If you sold the Amar Avriya, you sold the daughters of Amar Avriya for a pruta, then you can never be Megareya. What are you going to subtract? And she's going to buy back her freedom by giving back less than a pruta. That's not meaningful at all. So you cannot buy an Amar Avriya for a pruta. It has to be much more than a pruta in order to be able to lead up to Gira and Kesef, Pidiya. And we have a pasuk in Macheres Yikachlo, Sherekzus of Anasalo Yigra. If the Odon marries another wife, if the Odon did Yud, so he's married to this girl, to the Amar Avriya, she becomes his wife. And if he marries another wife, Sherekzus of Anasalo Yigra, he has to treat both of the wives with respect. Sheikh Sisrenas, the Shibudim, are there to the second wife that the Yodim will take, and the Shibudim are there, Sheikh Sisrenas, to the first wife, to the Omar Ibri Alaha Yud. This was the mocker of Reish Lakish. Why shouldn't a Pruta be good enough? They still are right. Kala Tarkula, the Shia was always Pruta. So why shouldn't it be good? A Pruta should be good to be Mekadosh and Isha. So the answer was no. The same way you would purchase an Amar Avriya, and that needs more than a pruta, so to over here, same way you would buy an Amar Avriya has to be more than a pruta to be able to do Gira and Kesem, so too you can be Kaddish and Isha, because the two are put together, Macheres Yikachlo. So that's why the Beshameh came up with this shear that it has to be bigger than a pruta. Once it's bigger than a pruta, so we may as well say it should be. So had you jumped 192 prutas? Had you jumped such a jump? So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe it'll be 100 prutas, maybe 50 prutas, had you jump. So the Gemara says, came that picked him a pruta, akmu adina. Once the Torah says it has to be something more than the basic amount, so we have that amount of money. Not permitted to do Yibum unless you do Lishma. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. He says you should only fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum if you're doing a Lishem Shamayim.
So
other mitzvahs.
If a person does Lishem Shamayim, he should be allowed to do it.
So we don't trust anybody. We're afraid no one's really doing Lishem Shamayim. If the girl wouldn't be pretty, he wouldn't do the evil.
Sometimes you can tell she's not pretty, she has no money. So
that is not called the Shem Shammai. Okay. Yeah.
Who would marry this white woman?
Nachon. So Reish Lakish was one of the two opinions. Then Igmar quoted another one, another explanation why it should be a din der, not a din der rabban, like Rava said. Afkinu rabbanu kedusha is lohuba. No, it's a din deraisa, and not a din deraisa because of psychological considerations. In Isha, the woman would never agree. That's what the Isha makperes al atzma. She'll never agree. There's a lack of smichas das. There's das kedushim and there's no smichas das. But rather a different angle. Why min haTorah? It's no good. Why? Kol kesef hamam baTorah. There were two monetary systems that were running concurrently, like we have. American money and Canadian money. So they're both systems. You have pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and half dollars and dollars. But the dollars are not the same. Sometimes the Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar. Sometimes American dollar is worth more than the Canadian dollar. So the days of the Tanaim, they had two concurrent monetary systems in Eretz Yisrael. Each of the systems had pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, etc. But the Kesef Tzuri system, each coin was 8 times the value of the same amount of money in the Kesef Medina system. So the Gemara quotes this Amora who says, Kol Kesef Amar Avira Marav, Amar Avasi, Kol Kesef Amar Batoira, Kesef Tzuri. The Gemara later on amends it, and they say it's not true. He said, Kol Kesef Kotzuf Amar Batoira. Whenever the Torah gives a specific amount of money, like Shloshim Shalevet, Chamishim Shalonis Mefateh, for the Karbonis Tzibur, so that's a Kesef Kotzuf, a five slime for Pinyin HaBen. Whenever the Torah gives Kesef Kotzuf, so So that has to be Kesef Tzuri. But first thing, Gemara thought that he said, call Kesef Hamamat Torah is Kesef Tzuri. And the Kesef Tzuri system, there is no Pruta. A Pruta is made from the Choshes, and the Kesef Tzuri system is silver coins. So which is the smallest coin? Which is the smallest coin on the Kesef Tzuri system? So that's unclear over here. So that's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi. Rashi doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosef on Amid Beis, and then Taisus, the long Taisus on Amid Beis, thinks that the Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi are right. What's the issue over here? They're coming to explain Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say that you can only be Mekadosh and Isha with a dinar or above? So they said because Kol Kesef Amavatar Kesef Tzuri, and the Kesef Tzuri system, there are no Prutas. And it says, where does it say the word Kesef in connection with Kiddushin? Because it says, Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephron. And Avraham Avinu tells Ephron, the Sati Kesef Asad, the Kach Memeni, the Ek was Mesi Shoma. So he uses the word Kesef by his day Ephron. So since you have the Xerisha, the Kicha, Kicha, so it's considered as if Kicha, Kishisha is Ayde Kesef, and has to be something, some amount of money that exists on the Kesef Tzuri system. So it can't be a Puta. So that's out of the question, can't be a Puta. How did all of a sudden, how did it become a dinar? A dinar is 192 prutas. Where did that come from? So Taisus likes Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi that the smallest coin, the smallest amount of money that you have in the Kesef Tzuri system is the dinar of Kuf Tzadik Beis prutas. That's it. Yeah, so it has to start. For Kiddushin, it says Nsati Kesef Asar Kach Meni by Stei Ephron. You learn that Kicha Kicha, so Kiddushin has to be something that's called Kesef. Kesef means Kesef Tzuri. Has to start from a dinar. That's the smallest coin that you have in the Kesef Tzuri system is the dinar. Rashi does not agree. I have to have 192 prutas. Rashi doesn't agree. How does he know? Because there's a Mishnah in Masechus Shavuos. There's a perek there about Shavuos HaDayanim. What are the Shavuos HaDayanim in Dina Mamnes? Moedim and Mikzas is a Shavuos HaDayanim. Or Shavuos HaDecha is also a Shavuos HaDayanim. Shavuos HaShemrim, there are three Shavuos Deraisa. Shavuos Gilgal, okay, another Shavuos Deraisa. So the Mishnah has this funny din. Shavuos HaDayanim HaTayna Shtekes V'Haidosha V'Pruto. In order to have a Shavuos Deraisa, Moedim and Mikzas, it has to be Taveya. The Taveya has to be asking for a minimum of 64 prutas. That's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. There in Shavuos, Tosis quotes it. Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. There's a Taveya. The Taveya says, I have to demand, I have to be Taveya you that you owe me 65 prutas. And then you made one pruta. And Kofer 64 prutas, so the Shavuos Deraisa is going to be on 64 prutas. You swear that you don't owe me 64 prutas. That's what Shmuel holds, and we don't pass like Shmuel. We usually, when there's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, in Dina Mamnes, usually we pass like Shmuel, and Isavet, usually we pass like Rav. So here, we pass like Rav, that the whole Taina only has to be 64 prutas. You don't have to be Taveh 65 prutas. He's Taveh 64 prutas. From the 64 prutas, he has to be at least moide b'miktsas and kaifa b'miktsas. Where did these 64 prutas come from? Where did that magical psagamatria of something? How do you come up to say 64 prutas? So the answer is that a mo'o kesef, mo'o, me'mayneh, is one of the coins in the monetary system that's mentioned on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. A mo'o kesef is 32 prutas. Shtei mo'o kesef is 64 prutas. And the Mishnah says, "Kiten Shariah Kesef Kelim Nishma Gunim Baisuish." Then it says, "Nikabal Basel Halachim." Then he has to swear. If he's Moedim and Mikzas, he has to swear. So since it says Kesef Okelim, so Kesef might have meant one coin, but now that it says Kelim in the plural, so we say Ma Kelim Shnayim, Av Kesef is also Shnayim. And how much? What is the smallest monetary coin? In the Chumash is talking about Kesef Tzuri money. What's the smallest monetary coin in the Kesef Tzuri system? So the Rabbi Yosef Shal Rashi thought the smallest coin is the dinar. The smallest coin is the dinar, 192 prutas. So Rashi thinks that that's not correct. Rashi thinks the smallest coin is the mo'o. Is the mo'o, me'mayin hei, which has 32 prutas. When the pasuk says ki tenish ariyah kesav akelam lishmor, then there's a shvua daraisa v'nikam bal basal ha'alehim. Elohim is lashon choli, go to the bezin, and nikra means lishvua, so there'll be a shvua daraisa if he's tavea him 64 prutas and his moira part and his koi for the rest. So then you have a shvua daraisa. So kesef with the smallest amount of money would be a more kesef, which is 32 prutas, but because it says okelim, kesef okelim, akelim shnaim, akesef shnaim, because it's a hekesh, the one next to the other in the same pasuk. So that's how we establish that there's no shvur, that the din is like the Mishnah, like Rav's interpretation, there's no shvur deraisa, unless he's taver 64 prutas. So if the smallest coin in the monetary system of kesef tzuri money is a mo'o, 32 prutas, why did Beis Shammai say that for Kiddush you need 192? Why did they say that you need a dinar? Should have been enough with 32 prutas. That's the mo'o. So that's what Rashi says, just like the Gemara says on the top of Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Kim na piktim I prutok mu'a dinar. Kol ha'tar kula Beis Shammai agree that the shir always is pruta. Chomish pruta saying, that's the Mishnah on the end of Perek Azov. There are five dinim that depend on a pruta. But the Torah says over here that by Kiddushin you need Nasati Kesef Asad Kach Memeni, you say Kicha Kicha. So you need Kesef that's recognized on the Kesef Tzuri system. So you're not going to have Kiddushin with a Shavuot Pruta. It has to be something more than a Shavuot Pruta. So we say once you've already said it's not enough a Shavuot Pruta, so we jump and we say it has to be a Dinar. Even, what do we say? Kevon the apikte mipruta, you said the pruta is not enough, okmu adina. So that's what Tosis Tainis against Rashi's pshat. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean apikte mipruta, okmu adina? Leave it on the more. Let it say Isha should be miskadeshes, but more, 32 prutas. How do you jump all of a sudden to say 192 prutas? So that's the machloikis Rashi and Tosis. Not relevant to halacha l'maisa. There's no difference halacha l'maisa. Just machlekes in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the smallest coin in the Kesef Tzuri monetary system? So these were the four explanations for Shitas Beis Shammai. Yeah. What else? There are a lot of dinim that depend on a pruta me'ilo. If a person is mol behegdash, a minimum of a shavu pruta more, then he has to bring a korban asham me'ilos. He was only mol behegdash a shavu pruta's worth. Has to pay, how much do you have to pay for Hashem Me'ilos? So it says, Kesef Shkolim, two Shkolim. How much is two Shkolim? So a dinar is 192 prutas. A shekel is four times that. So you have to have two Shkolim, is eight times 192 prutas. The guy was only, the price says, the guy was Malbeheg de Shapruta, then he has to go buy Hashem Me'ilos. It's going to cost them over 2,000 prutas. For a kapara, he needs a kapar of having violated me'ilah. The me'ilah he only violated was worth a shavuot, so he has to buy a korban hasham me'ilas. Yosem me'alpayim. So the Gemara makes the calculation. If you take 192 times 8, 192 is how many prutas in a dinar. There are four dinarim in a sela, and you need two slimes. So yeah, multiple 192 times 8, you're not going to get over 2,000. So it's going to be a little of, it's going to be 1,536, the Gemara says. 192 times 8 is not over 2,000. Gemara says, how does the Brisa say? Yosem me'alpayim? The Gemara says, no, it's a misprint in the Brisa. It shouldn't say Yosem me'alpayim. It should say Korav le'alpayim, close to 2,000. The Gemara says, sof, how's it close to 2,000? It's 1,536. And Gemara says, once it's more than 500, it's closer to 2,000 than it is to 1,000. That's why the Brisa uses a lashon korav l'alpayim. It's close to 2,000. Okay, close to 2,000 prutas. So for the you need a kapara for having violated me'ilah b'shoigeg to the extent of a shavu prutas. You need a kapara. You have to buy hasham me'ilos. That's going to cost you 1,536 prutas. How much is a pruta? That's the Gemara asks. How much is a pruta? But that's on the first wide line on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Master Sever of Yosef Lemaimer, originally he thought pruta koldo, whatever is the smallest coin in the monetary system in each country, but in America, pruta will always be a penny. In England, it'd be a halfpenny, whatever the smallest coin is. And then the Gemara proves that it's not correct. That not only was it not correct in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were smaller coins than a pruta, but it's not correct bismanaza either. That's not the definition of a pruta. So how much is a pruta? So the Gemara doesn't tell you. So that's what the Ramban usually follows the Rif. So there's a Rif on the Kiddushin, on Gittin. The Rif only wrote on the Mesichtes that in the Ger Halach Lamais, on Noshim Ezekin, on Brachas. He didn't write on Kochim. So there is no Rif on Bchoris. So the Ramban wrote an imitation Rif, Hilchas Bchoris, because the Rif is always called Hilchas Halachas, Hilchas Harav Alphas. So the Ramban wrote an imitation Hilchas Maseches Bchoris, and he quotes from the Chubas Haganim how much is a pruto in order to figure out how much you have to give a pidyon aden. You have to give 192 prutas in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a selah, and you have to give 5 slime for pidyon aden. So you have to give 192 times, what did we say? Times 20. Times 4 times 5. So times 4 times 192 times 20. So we said there's going to be quite a lot of money. So how much is a pruto? So the Ramban says, Mishkal chatzisora kesef zakuk. If you the value of pure silver, that's the weight of the half of a barley grain. Sa'ora is an average size barley grain. I'm sure there are different levels, different sizes barley grain. You have to take an average size barley grain, and that's going to be that amount in silver. That weight in silver is 2 prutas. Mishkal chatzi sa'ora, kesef zakuk, if you cut it exactly in half, a barley grain, so the and you put it on one side of the scale, on the other side of the scale you put the pure silver, so the value of the silver, that's the weight of half a barley grain, so that's going to be a pruta. So you have to find out how much pidyon aben. What did we say? Pidyon aben is 3,480, something like that. How much? 3,840 prutas. So you have to find that. If pidyon aben, $38.40, so then a pruta is a penny. But if but a pidyon aben is more than that, then a pruta is more than a penny. Pidyon aben, so for many years pidyon aben was less than that. How much is pidyon aben? So the Chazon Ish says, you calculate in Shulchan Aruch, he says 96 grams of pure silver, mikra din, that's how much the pidyon aben, that's how much silver you have to give for pidyon aben. He says the meaning is that people give 100 grams. When you read that, it's enough if you give 96 grams of pure silver. So for many years, the pruta was less than a penny. And now, because the silver is up the last couple months, last year or so, so the pruta is something in between 1 penny and 2 pennies. Okay, that's how much a pruta is, yeah. Then Shmuel came up with a chiddush. Omar Shmuel, if a man is mekadesh an isha with something less than a shavar pruta, so the Mishnah says she's not mekudeshes. So Shmuel says is not mekudeshes vadai, but it's mekudeshes misofik shem shavar pruta b'modai. Maybe in a far off country, maybe this item will be worth a pruta. What does it help if it's worth in modai? But over here, it's not worth a pruta. So the Rishonim asked that kasha. The Mishnah in Erechin says in la hegdash al mekom of ishaita. When you want to be paid a Hegdash, somebody donated something to Hegdash. So how much of the gizbo will not take a bid that's lower than the value of the item? So what's the lowest bid that he can take? So you have to assess how much the item is worth to know what's the first bid, what's the lowest bid that you can accept. So it says, and the Hegdash on the Makam of Ashaita, you assess how much it's worth. How much would it sell for? That's what we assume, that's what the Nesivus writes in several of his Svarim, that if something has sentimental value and you are mazik it, you don't have to pay for sentimental value. Shavis is always determined by, always established by Kamahu Shavu Limka Bashuk. And Limka Bashuk where? Bosamakama Bosasman. This is Sugya in the first parak in Baba Kama. Real estate, there are seasons in the year when the people usually buy real estate. So when there's the market, when it's on sale, then you get more for your real estate. When there's less demand, then you get less for the real estate. So the Gemara talks about considering the value that it's going to have Shema, it's got to be worth more money in Nissen. Be'yom HaNissen, it's worth more money. Be'yom HaTisha, it's worth less money. So that's a problematic sugya over there also. Why does the Gemara consider the value that it's going to have in the future, but right now it doesn't have that value? So you got to break your head over there. So here there's a problem. How does the Gemara say, how does Shmuel say, that the Mishnah says, in each of Beis Hillel say, Pruta, that's with Kedusha Vadai, but if it's less than a Shavar Pruta here, since maybe it's Shavar Pruta and Madai, so it'll be a Safik Kedusha. How can it be so? What happened to the Mishnah? That ain't the Hegdash on the Mekom of Hashaitim. So the Ran quotes a Machlekes HaRishayim here. So he quotes a Taisis that we really don't have. Taisis says that this whole din of Shmuel Shem Shavar Pruta B'Madai is Exera de Rabbonim. In our Torah, you're right. Ain't the Hegdash on the Mekom of Hashaitim. But the Rabbonim, we're afraid maybe somebody will be here from the area Madai and he's going to hear. The rabbis are going to paskin the Kedusha Manatchal because in here the Tamra, the date, is worth less than the Shavar Pruta. The guy's going to go back to Madai, and in Madai, a Tamra is worth more than a Shavar Pruta. So he's going to tell them, all the big rabbis in New York, Paschal, Kedusha, and Natchal, on such an insignificant thing, is not correct. It's only Natchal here, but in Madai, it is Shavar Pruta, would be Chal. So because of the Hashash, the Chachamim made a Gzeira, Shem Shavar Pruta be Madai. Maybe somewhere in the world there will be Shavar Pruta. So it says, Mekudesh is Misafik. That's a shot. So the Gemara says Rav Chizda doesn't agree. Amar Shmuel, Rav Chizda lo sava lo dehol Shmuel. Second life in the Ban. He doesn't often this gzera de Rabban. Yeah, the Gemara seems to, in Shulchan Aruch, we do accept Shmuel's din. We don't hold like Rav Chizda. We accept Shmuel's din. Chashin Hashem Shavir Puta b'mada. Yeah. So that's how the Ran quotes in the name of Bali HaTosis. The whole din of Shmuel, Shem Shavir Puta b'mada, is a chumra mid Rabbanan. Other Rishonim seem to assume that it's a real din derais. How can it be a din derais? So the answer is, when you're trying to establish shavius of something, kamhu shav limkor, and the gizba shal hegdu shouldn't take anything less than that, what's the shavius of the moment? So that's also makom b'vosos man. But you say if something is less than a shavar pruta, doesn't have a din of kesef, if it's worth more than a shavar pruta, has a din. So that's what Shmuel came up with, the chiddush din. You're not really establishing the Shabbos of the Chafetz for the purpose of Pinyan Hegdash, for the purpose of Oino, how much is it worth to sell, and if you're going to charge too much, you're in violation of Oino. You're just determining, is it acceptable for Kesef, for Kinyi Kesef or not? So as long as in some place in the world, if it's a Vadai, some place that it is a Shavar Pruta, even though in your country it's less than a Shavar Pruta, it's Betoras Vadai that is called Kesef. That's what the Pnei Yeshua explained. That's what the other Rishonim hold. Those who disagree with Tosfos, this says whole Shem Shavir Pruta B'Madai, it's only a Chashash de Rabbanan, it's not Menatur. And some other Rishonim seem told that it's a real din derais. Okay, we got to stop here. B'Linata, tomorrow I have to give a shiur early, correct? I'll try to give a shiur about 9 o'clock, and I have to leave by about 10:30. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Isn't that the value? That's a hesitation. I mean, you know.